What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Arrears Pep Talk. I know it's been a minute, it's been long, but you know, your girl had to do some things here and there. But yeah, I'm back again. I've been doing a lot of things lately, self-reevaluation, because you know, in life, when you live life without purpose, there's really no meaning to it. So living life without purpose is like, I don't know what to compare it to, but then I feel it's very meaningless. And yeah, so I took a journey on reevaluation, and I think I'm really doing like a pretty good job. For once, I'm doing something I love, and I'm not listening to what other people say about me. So yeah, lately, oh yeah, and I even started a YouTube account. I started YouTube. I think I have 2 videos on there already, and the love is massive. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube, go and subscribe. Okay, that's just by the way. But I'm going to keep this very short. For all those out there who are doing good for themselves, they're doing something that they love, I just want to tell you that keep on doing you, and you're gonna get there someday. Like, you're going to be great. We are all going to be great people. You feel me? So yeah, I don't really have something specific I'm talking about, but then I'm just trying to tell you that I'm still lurking somewhere in the corner. I'm still here. You'd hear from me time and time with more content and more nice episodes, you feel me? So yeah, I just want to bring you a short message of inspiration this evening. Yes, probably evening. I'm recording it at 5:54 p.m. I don't know why I'm telling you all the time, but then yeah, it's evening. So I just want to tell you that there's never an end. Like, once you feel your life is going wayward and it seems that your back is against the wall and there's actually nothing that is working out for you, I just want to tell you that there is an end to that, but then it's not the end of everything. There's going to be an end to your suffering. There's going to be an end to your problems. But then what you have to have at the back of your mind is that you need to live life regardless. You need to be happy. You need to thank God that you are alive and you are breathing. That's why the fact that you may be going through shit, you may be going through a lot of things, you may be going through countless problems. Have in mind that problems never finish. So you gotta live life and be happy. Because like I said in the beginning, what's life without purpose? Nothing. So you gotta live your life, be happy. You don't even know when you're gonna die, so why do you have to be sad over something that definitely has an end? If you have problems, that isn't the end of your life. I think that is just a beginning to an end. So what I want to tell you again is that be happy, live your life, find something that makes you happy, you know. I really didn't want to say this, but then I feel like the youth and a whole lot of other people are suffering with depression and anxiety and a whole lot of things. I can use myself as a testimony, because how I got over all these things, like sometimes I still sit down and I reflect, and it's very overwhelming for me, you know. I don't know, I just woke up one day, I prayed, and look, I told God, I don't want to feel how I feel every day, and I started being happy, and let me tell you, it has worked for me so well. And I believe if it has worked for me, it's gonna work for you too. So you know, like, just let everything go. Let everything go. Your problem is not the end. I think it's a beginning to an end of a bigger story, a bigger event, a bigger something. You feel me? So, yeah, let go and then let God be you. And yeah, we would once cross the river to a happier place one day. But for now, just be happy. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Ares Pep Talk, and I'll be coming at you with more content very soon. Bye.